Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I miss you.
know.
I miss you so much.
I know it's so hard.
It's so weird. I hate it.
I know,
This
me
is,
too.
I calculated the other day. This is my fifth, like this, the end of this week will be my fifth week at home.
Oh my gosh.
'Cause I sat before y'all, remember?
Yes. Yeah.
Ugh, the worst.
Seems like forever.
It seems like 8 years, and then it seems like it just happened, if that
I
makes
know.
sense.
It
Like,
does. I know.
it's so crazy and weird, and I don't even know. Like, I don't even know what to think anymore. You
Me
know,
neither.
like, I was like anxiety ridden and like, oh, this is so weird. And I was just like, so at first I was like, oh, this will be like 2 weeks and we'll be done and it'll be fine. And like, all that. And then, like, 2 weeks into it, I had like anxiety, and I was like, oh goodness, like, this is not, what we all thought. And then
No.
now I'm just kind of like in this state of like, what day is it? Where am I? What are we all doing?
I know. I'm just glad that I have work every day,
Totally,
because it
totally.
gives me something to focus on. I feel like if I didn't, I would
Right.
just spin out of control.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, like, it's so, I'm so thankful all the time. Okay. My dog's here for everyone listening, and he is loud as hell.
Hugo.
That is Hugo. Yep. He's here. He's in full diva force.
Well, he's on staff, so.
He is on staff. Yeah. And he runs a tight ship, man. Like,
Yeah.
he doesn't have any of your shit. You can't forget a meal. You can't forget to podcast. You know, you
No.
can't do anything, and he's on you if you are. He is fully on top of it and annoying, and I love him. But
Well, that's
that's
his job.
another thing that we've all had to get used to, though, because even though he is not really a child, he's my child. He's my fur child, but he's
Yeah.
not a real child. But being with him every day is like, oh, that gets overwhelming, man. I couldn't even imagine people with actual two-legged children that can talk to you. Like, good Lord. No, thank you. He has already
Especially,
had to go to daycare twice at my uncle's house.
yeah.
Because I can't do it. Like, I just can't handle it. Yeah.
Especially if you have small, young children,
Oh my God, I know.
with the like diapers and stuff like that.
Oh,
Just,
absolutely not.
oh God.
I don't even know what I would do with myself. I would just like cry all the
It's
time.
a lot. It's a
Yeah.
lot. It's a
I
lot.
know a
And
bunch of people that are either having babies, like had a
oh.
baby just recently, or are about to have a baby. And I
Right. And
couldn't even imagine.
someone I know was saying that she couldn't find baby wipes,
Oof.
so they had to buy inflated priced ones off eBay.
That just really chaps my ass.
No, it's like leave the baby wipes alone. You can't flush that anyway.
No.
Let people who need them get them.
Oh my God, I can't even deal with it.
Anyway.
Anyway, I know. Well, other than that, how have you been? We've both been doing like more activities. I think that's a
Yeah.
good thing, sort
Yes.
of.
Yes. I read a book this weekend.
I thought you read a book. What are
I read a
books? What are
book. Yeah.
books?
A book about serial killers.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Obviously. Why? I mean,
So,
you read other books than that? You read
I
different
know,
kinds of
right?
books?
I don't know.
That's weird. I don't like that.
It's written actually by a podcast about serial killers. So,
I love that. I mean,
bringing
those,
it all together.
right, full circle, coming full
Yes.
circle there. I like
Correct.
it. I feel it. I have been watching a lot of Dateline and Forensic Files. Forensic Files has a new season because that guy died. Did you know
Oh,
that?
yeah.
Yeah. So the voice of Forensic Files for the past like 30 years died. And so now they have Forensic Files 2,
Oh.
and it's with a new guy who sounds equally as creepy
Oh.
as the other guy. Just not as like the voice is not as like low, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's still murder and it's still intense. And I don't know if I'll ever get married because my husband's just going to kill me. I mean, that is what all of this has taught me. Trust no one. So maybe I'm just gearing myself up for the rest of my life. Like, this pandemic is like teaching me I should just stay away from everyone.
Yeah. Maybe just hide forever.
Trust no one because they will kill you and just try to dispose of your body.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
I mean,
I think a big takeaway is don't go to a second location.
No. Oh my God. Never. Like, no. Ugh, some people, man.
Yeah.
And then I like find, I mean, also like, I kind of feel like this has given me like, maybe I should do a career change and just be a detective because like I've got it. I mean, now I've got it on lock, essentially.
Well, I've been listening to the Murder Files, which I told you about with Jensen and Coles.
Yes.
And they're actively, they're saying, we know everybody's home. You may or may not be working, but if you're not working, we want you to look at these photographs. They're trying to identify possible victims of a killer who took pictures of his victims before he killed them.
Oh my God.
And they have this whole stash of photographs from the 70s of women that they just don't know who they are. Yeah. So they're, you know, they're not showing their bodies or anything.
Right.
They're just showing, and they're alive. They're not dead. Their faces, they're posing. You know, some may have been forced to do that, or they were, you know, tricked into posing, but you can see identifying things behind them, like landmarks and stuff. And they're just putting it out there, like, please take a look, you know, share with your family. We're trying to identify as many of these people as possible to make sure that families have closure and, you know, that we get the full story.
So they are
using this time to try to solve cases.
I love that though.
Yeah.
What if I have a job but still want to
solve murders?
I want to dabble on the side.
Yes.
I mean, I could write. I'm a writer, so I could write a mean report.
Yeah.
I think I'm set for it. Obviously. Mm-hmm. I was also thinking the other day, like, this is not like, I feel like the age of serial killers is not over, but is like getting close to being over in the sense of, well, I mean, you need just more than one to be a serial killer, but like, cause all the technology. So right. I was watching this Dateline episode yesterday, and it's about this poor sweet girl. She's 15 years old. She just really liked this boy and like all of this. So they think that she made up like that she was pregnant or whatever. Anyway, but the guy thought she was anyway, long story short, they basically got the kid that did it. A kid killed another kid, 15-year-olds killing 15-year-olds. Cause that apparently happens. And they got him because his phone, so like when you're on your phone or your phone's like trying to, like if you're getting a call or you're calling out or whatever, your phone like pings off of a cell tower near you. So if you're in a vicinity where there are like, you're far enough away, like you're too far away from a cell tower, but like it can ping off of different ones, one after the other, trying to like grasp on to the towers, like energy to get your call through or get your text through or whatever. So they basically found it because this guy that analyzes phone data thought it was odd that this boy's cell phone, when someone called him, pinged off 25 different times off of 4 different towers. So that meant he was too far away from all 4 of the towers, but like within just enough proximity to where it could still try to bounce and try to like latch on to that like wave or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So when they triangulated like where that would have to be, it was literally where this girl was murdered.
Oh my God.
It was insane. And I'm like, oh my, like you could literally do like, you could have set up an entire full like thing and your fucking phone, even if you don't pick it up or you don't whatever, or if someone's trying to like, so the call that got him caught was this girl's mom. She was trying to find the girl, and he was like the on again, off again boyfriend or whatever. And the mom was calling the guy to find out where her daughter is, and he was in the middle of killing her.
Oh my God. Wow.
I know.
That's crazy.
I was like, that is some shit. Like, you can't get away with anything. Not that I want people to get away with anything, but that's what I'm saying. Like, even if you are murdered in some way, the person's not going to get away with it, more than likely.
No, and a lot of these old cases, you know, some of these guys, you know, police departments back in the 70s and 80s didn't have the capability to share case information.
Right.
You know, because right. there was no internet. And so they were able to, like, maybe just leave the county or the parish.
Totally.
And just go
somewhere. They just
else.
Have to leave the parish, and like, you wouldn't even know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
it's crazy. I mean, yeah. so much stuff.
Right.
It's just insane.
Right.
But I know. So all you want to be serial killers, don't even think about it.
Don't even try.
They will hunt you down. Paul Holes will find you.
Oh, you know he will.
I love Paul Holes.
I know. He's great.
He's super attractive, too, for being honest.
I'm not going to disagree with that at all.
I think we've talked about this already.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got quite a following, I think.
Okay, when I tell you the middle-aged ladies at CrimeCon, oh. I basically was like, this man's going to get some bras and panties thrown at him. Like, that's where I thought we were headed, man.
It's like a Tom
Jones. I definitely thought that that's where we were headed. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, shit. But
that's funny.
I know. Good old Paul Holes. But yeah, so that's just, you know, what I've been thinking. Did I share with the group that my favorite TV show in the world, Cool Justice, came back on?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh,
that's good.
You know I love me some Kelly Siegler, man.
Oh, yeah.
Her and her little Southern Texas twang.
Cute.
Oh, so good. And Steve Spagnuolo was with her the other day. It was so good. So basically they go, I love it because and I met her at CrimeCon 2 years ago, and it was the happiest moment of my life. And I interviewed her, and she is just as feisty as anyone would think. It comes on Saturdays at 5 or 5:30. I can't remember. I can tape it or whatever. But,
right.
But on the Oxygen channel. And I think you can watch all of Oxygen stuff online.
Okay.
For free, I think. Okay. I think, don't quote me on that, even though this is recorded and technically everything is quoted.
Yeah. But, I got a little ad that popped up on one of the whatevers that said Oxygen was having a 12 serial killers in 12 days.
Stop it.
Thing.
Stop it.
Well, I don't get Oxygen because I don't have cable. So,
ooh, they're starting one on the 26th. I should just be like an Oxygen rep because
there
I love
you go.
Them.
I know.
But they are starting a cult series on the 26th. Oh. You know, I love a good cult story.
Love a cult story.
You know, yes. I love a cult.
Oh, yes.
Definitely. Gotta love a cult, especially the cults with uniforms.
I mean, is it really a cult if you don't have to wear a uniform?
It's 100% not.
It's
like,
not
if your cult's higher power doesn't believe in a specific color, my cults will be purple. If they don't believe in a color, I mean, yeah. is that even a real entity? Like, is it
you
even a real?
You need jumpsuits.
Thing?
You need a specific tennis shoe.
You need New Balance tennis shoes.
Yes, absolutely.
There's a checklist, people. In order for you to have a cult, there's a fucking checklist.
I mean, you know, it's true, right?
It's 100% true. Yes. I mean, I think so.
I think so, too.
So we'll see how that goes. Maybe I will obviously talk about it on here when it comes out. So it's 2 weeks from now.
I think I'm going to start a cult where we all wear muumuus.
Oh, I would join that cult in the heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, that would be my favorite cult.
Yes, that's the only rule for your uniform, that is muumuus.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, I would immediately become an important person in that cult.
You can also call it a caftan. It depends on what you want to call it.
I mean, a caftan's just like a fancy muumuu.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
It's the same thing, just a little fancier. Maybe it has a little different kind of design on it, or a little sparkle or something.
Correct. Yeah.
Or some tassels.
Tassels are always on a cast.
Tassels are obvious. I'm behind this. I'm behind this cult. No matter what we believe in. As long as we drink wine.
Oh, and I'll wear a muumuu. Of course.
I mean that's basically what I do anyway.
Yeah.
There's this new app called House Party. I don't know if it's new, but it's new to me and I had no idea what it was. But my friends told me about it. And so we did it, and it's basically like a FaceTime kind of thing, but like on an app on your phone.
Oh, okay.
And so it tells you when people are in the house, which I find hilarious. So it'll be like my friend Emily is one of the people on it, and it'll be like, Emily has entered the house. I'm like, Emily's in the house. The cool person I am. And so I went on like 2 days on Saturday, I think they were on, and I went on and I had already like showered and was ready like to go to sleep. It was pretty late at night. And so they all immediately commented on the fact that I had a Ralph Lauren like sleep night shirt, kind of like a la Ebenezer Scrooge.
Like a full gown.
It doesn't go below my knee. It's just above my knee. But they're so comfortable. It looks like a shirt dress thing.
Yeah.
So like if I need to go outside or something, like my brother cooked something yesterday for Easter, all of our quarantined Easters. And he came and dropped it off, but I had already showered and done all that kind of stuff. So I just like walked out. Nobody knew the difference. I just walked out.
Hey man, I am
freaking Ralph Lauren. Everyone can get up off me. It's Ralph Lauren.
I just ordered because I'm feeling the Corona quarantine shopping urge, which I'm trying to.
Oh, I already did that. Yeah,
I am trying not to do that because I need to save my money. But
$100 at Target the other day.
Oh my God, I know.
Oh yeah.
So I went on Etsy and bought a vintage 1950s house dress. And I cannot wait for it to get here.
I'm excited for you.
It zips up the front. Ecstatic. It's got pockets.
It zips?
Yes.
It's a zippered one? Oh.
It's got pockets.
God bless.
I cannot wait.
I am jazzed for you.
I know.
I'm jazzed about that for you.
Yep. And it was on sale, so.
I mean, oh my God, even better.
You know.
Boy, they.
No, I'm so excited.
Oh,
I'm gonna start a collection.
Enough about our movement.
Anyway,
have we lost you all yet?
This is what we've come to. Anyway, so
anyone that's still on, thank you.
Do you want me to go first, or do you want to go first?
Mine might be shorter than yours, so I will go first, and I'm hoping it's something that you haven't heard of.
Okay.
So. Usually Ashley and I tell each other what we're going to talk about, or like an overview-ish of like what we're going to talk about. And I have not told her this because I have had an internal struggle with a different story I've been trying to tell for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's just not coming together for me right now. So I didn't want to present it without it being fully researched and fully, you know, written out and everything. So instead, I'm going to tell the story about a creepy legend that I had never legend monster thing that I had never heard of before.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Yes. And I feel like you will know who I thought of the second I saw the name of this monster thing.
Ooh, okay.
So this is the Grunch of New Orleans.
The Grunch.
The Grunch. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, I have not either. I stumbled upon it the other day.
Okay.
And I don't even know if it's true. I've never asked anyone. There are a couple of things written about it, and WGNO has a thing about it. Mm-hmm. So I thought it had to be like somewhat legit if WGNO is going to, you know, write a story about it.
Sure.
So apparently the Grunch is this creature monster thing. And all they say is it lives in the eastern part of New Orleans. So I'm assuming New Orleans East, like that area, unless there's like a different I'm not really sure, but so apparently when New Orleans was, you know, just being founded or whatever, discovered, settled, there were more like farmlands kind of thing around, and more like livestock and cattle and goats and all that good stuff that you know would find in a normal settled town in the early parts of America.
Sure.
And in one particular area of New Orleans, there was like this one long road that it was like this gravelly kind of road or whatever that kind of dead end in like a wooded foresty type of thing, like not a swamp or anything, but it was like a well, like a foresty type of situation.
Okay.
So yeah, it's just like abandoned, wooded, basically a place that I would never have gone, essentially. Just think of like my worst fear in life and put that in your mind.
Okay.
According to legend, it wasn't exactly abandoned because there were half human, half beast creatures called the Grunch.
Ooh.
Now, one article I read on it said that they were nocturnal creatures that kind of looked like a chupacabra.
Oh.
But were albino.
Oh, that's odd. Okay.
I thought an odd pairing as well.
Yeah.
Then in a WGNO article about it, they interviewed Kalila Smith,
okay,
who's an instructor at South Louisiana Folklore and Legends. No, an instructor of South Louisiana Folklore, of South Louisiana Folklore and Legends. And she said that what she heard while she was like growing up and like all of that was that the Grunt had the legs of a goat, but he was the size of a large man. So not tiny like a goat, but he had goat legs. He was vicious, and apparently it was known that they ate goats, which I was like kind of weird that they would have goat legs if goats were like one of the main things that they ate.
That is very strange. Okay.
So it was said that they hid in tall grass, which I was had to have been like really tall grass. Cause like if it was the size of a man, but then like this other thing says it was like the size, it looked like a chupacabra. So that's not the size of a man, but so who knows? I'm going to go more because this little image that came along with this one story is kind of hysterical.
Oh.
I'm going to go with it's more chupacabra looking. And so it apparently, shortly after the Louisiana Purchase, so Louisiana came into existence, up until like 2005-ish, and this was written in 2017. So up until 2005, there had been, quote, sightings of the Grunch. So it is said to hide in tall grass and exist off of the blood of goats and humans. Thank you. I'm not
goats
about that.
That's very specific, just those two things. Yeah.
Very specific. Also, like, two things we all know how much I love goats. So, like, fuck off the goats. Like, what are you doing? Like, I can't even. They're so cute. I just don't.
It's just, that's weird.
And so it had sharp teeth, long claws, and it's said that he would. They keep calling it he. Said that it would rip their victims open.
That's right.
So I saw this little part. Apparently, I saw this in two different stories I read about it. But in two different stories, they talked about how Marie Laveau apparently had something to do with this creature. Well, we all know about Marie Laveau. So folklore Marie Laveau had something to do with this creature. And so one legend says that voodoo priestess Marie Laveau castrated a devil baby, and from that sprouted two creatures. They assaulted her and escaped into the night to feast upon generations of New Orleans.
Okay.
Now, what if a folklore, if I've ever written one,
that particular story, like
a lot to unpack, a lot
frustration,
right? There's a lot of questions. Yeah. Like, I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Like, what was she doing with the devil baby? Why was she castrating the devil baby? I'm just not. I have a lot of questions. And then, how did this chupacabra looking thing come from two halves of a devil baby? I don't know. Who knows? But so, yes. So that is it. That is, like, I mean, that is their, the idea of them.
Okay.
Like, what they look like. So, but it also says that during, like, that time, the Louisiana Purchase time or whatever, so around that, not because of the Louisiana Purchase, but around that time, livestock, goats, and other things would be missing from around New Orleans, and then eventually, like, people would go missing, and, like, they couldn't find their body, or they wouldn't find their body, and they didn't know, like, where they were, and yada, yada. And so they always think, they always thought it was, or said it was the Grunge. And they have bred. So I'm sure that is comforting to you as it was to me. when they have bred over time, their offspring has become less human. So apparently they were more human-like when they first became this thing, and then now they're more like chupacabra looking. So I love that. Really jazzed about that. And another, I know they're trying to get New Orleans East like up and coming, but they got to get rid of the Grunches before I go over there. So apparently they have not done anything about the Grunge because of their ability to remain undetected and to flee quickly. However, disappearances have slowed recently. I'm going to chalk that up to like the development and like the continued development of the city. I mean, other animals have, you know, been kicked out. So I'm sure that would go along with the Grunge as well, unless they went into storm drains and
the lake or something. Two whole cars out of a storm drain, you never know what is
true. You don't know what's down there. I mean, it definitely, maybe the Grunge was trying to get a car. Who and knows? that's what happened. Well, it also says it stopped around 2005, so I wonder if Katrina maybe helped with their relocating, if you will.
That is interesting.
Another little thing, one more thing is, apparently, according to quote stories told by locals, who these locals are, I do not know, but the Grunge will leave a wounded goat on the side of the road to attract passerbys. Once the travelers depart from their vehicles, the Grunge will show themselves, taking the people deep into the woods to be devoured.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know. So basically, if you see a goat, leave it.
Don't.
I don't know if I could do that, though. I would feel really bad. Unless I, like, knew it was dead. Like, because I'm not, I mean, what am I going to do with, you know, with that? I don't have anything, you know, I don't have anything to do with that. But I still feel like if I thought it was still alive, I don't know.
Well, you would at least stop and, like, call somebody and say, you know.
Right. At least, like, be like, hi, something's happening over here. And let them get eaten by the Grunge.
Yeah.
So I feel like, too, I wish I would have known about this, and I would have asked Benny Grunge when we interviewed him.
Where you got your name from?
Is it the weird, creepy creature, possibly albino, possibly legs of a goat, that gave you?
That's a great question for him.
I mean, I think that he should definitely make a song about it for sure.
So I just put in, you know, in my computer, Grunge New Orleans, and it has pictures of a chupacabra, and right next to it, when you go images, Benny
is Grunge. Is it Benny Grunge? That's amazing. I love Benny Grunge. That's the greatest thing in the world. Yeah, it's definitely like, definitely this green goblin looking kind of thing.
Well, at least for people. He's gross.
Yeah. But these are all green. Apparently he's supposed to be albino.
I don't know.
So who knows?
Who knows?
And then there's Benny Grunge. God bless Benny Grunge.
Yes.
So yeah, that's the quick and easy story about the
fascinating.
Grinch.
Fascinating. I had never
heard. I know. I had no idea. Just popped up on my feed the other day. I was like,
wow.
What?
That's
what
crazy. I didn't even know we had something like that around here. It does not surprise me though, because you know, we have a lot of bayous and
so still looking at the Grinch New Orleans pictures. There's a picture of a CD and it looks like a Benny Grunge CD, and the back is Grunge Road, and Grunge Road is the graveled road that went into the woods.
So
I think he knows about the Grunge.
He might know something. Yes,
I think he knows a little something, man. I know, Mr. Benny Grunge.
Look at that. Well, he is a true original New Orleanian, so he would know.
God love him. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He would know, for sure. If anyone would know, he would know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cool. Well, that's awesome.
Thank you. Well, thanks.
All right. So mine is a little different, too, this week. Because we like to talk about crime. I looked up, and we do things a little bit differently around here in Louisiana and New Orleans, especially. So I looked up, some of the stranger laws that you might try to avoid breaking. And I went to the expert, Mr. Morris Bart.
Oh, well.
And he had a whole listing of laws that you need to make sure that you keep abreast of.
He would have those.
Here are some strange Louisiana laws. So some of them are in place because people can be rude. So, yes.
Yes.
So, it is illegal to gargle in public places, which gross. So, yes. Don't gargle.
Okay. I will not, but.
Okay. You cannot snore unless all your windows are closed and locked. Because you might disturb your neighbors. So you don't want to. No snoring.
My brother would definitely have to close all of his windows. Because that man snores like he is the director of a wood shop.
It is illegal to urinate in the water supply.
Well, yes. I feel like that is a necessary. Definitely a necessary.
And if you do, you could get up to 20 years in prison.
Oh, right. Shit. Watch where you pee, people.
And it's like,
watch where
our water supply is the river?
Is it?
So, I know people pee.
You're asking the wrong person.
I know people pee in the river all the time. So, I don't know. But, yeah.
I would not. No, thank you. There are so many gross things about the river, though. Yeah.
So, also, in New Orleans, specifically, you may not fall onto a sidewalk and block it while being drunk.
But I can do that in Jefferson Parish.
Yeah, I think it's just specific to New Orleans.
Sweet.
So, I have...
So, when I get drunk and fall over, just make sure I'm in Jefferson Parish.
I did have
pass
out on the sidewalk in front of my place once, and I was a little concerned.
Well, now you can be like, Morris Bart told me that's illegal.
I know.
Sir.
I was concerned about him. I was like, do you need help? Are you okay?
I know. I'm less about like calling the law and more about like, do I need an ambulance for you? Like, are we? Scale of 1 to 10.
It is
how
3 in the afternoon, and I'm just not sure what's going on. So, but
that person's having a hard time.
So, anyway, let's see. Very special. These are unique circumstances. Ordering a pizza to be delivered to your friend without them knowing will get you a fine. So
why would someone be mad about
that? Because I think like pranking someone and sending them a bunch of pizzas that they have to then pay for.
Yeah. Oh, see, I'm thinking like when I order a pizza, you pay, like you can pay online.
Like that would be a most gift of the time. But I think they mean like if you're like. Right.
Yeah, I was like, wait, why is anyone mad at that?
And we have done that for friends. We have sent them like, you know, food delivery.
Yeah, like, right.
But I think they mean like ordering 20 pizzas for Joe Schmo to have to then pay when the
and not paying up for it. Got it. Right, right, right.
Mourners at a wake may not eat more than 3 sandwiches.
Well, I broke that law at my grandma's funeral because your girl was stuffing her face and eating her feelings. Well, so
how is that a law? Like,
why would that even be a law? I'd be like, if you want to just like funnel the entire plate of sandwiches at a funeral, at someone you know's funeral, go for it.
At some point,
like you do,
must have eaten a shit ton of sandwiches at somebody's funeral.
I mean, unless it's like, did somebody like walk into a funeral? Like thought like, oh, that's a party.
Crash a funeral.
Let me walk into that and eat the food. But I'm just like, why would you willingly go to a funeral if you don't know the people?
Exactly. I don't know. Maybe it was during it.
Now I want to know the story behind that.
Maybe it was during a time where like people didn't have money, so they just crashed funerals to eat.
Is that a thing? Have people done that? I've heard about crashing a wedding.
I mean, I guess.
Has that ever really happened?
I don't know
anyone that's ever crashed a wedding. Actually, I lie. I say I don't know if that really happens. It happened at my friend's wedding. I watched the people walk in, and her mom and I were talking, and her mom like looked at them because it was at the Audubon the golf course, Audubon, not the tea room, the other across the street from that.
Yeah.
But, and they walked in, we were all like all dressed up. It was a really, really fancy wedding, all dressed up. And they walked in jeans and, like long sleeve, like plaid shirts. And like one of them had a plaid shirt. The other one had a hoodie. We were like, you don't belong here. You do not belong here. Yeah.
So maybe it's like that. I don't know.
Maybe. I never would have thought to do that at a funeral, though. That's like pretty ballsy.
But it does say you can eat 3 sandwiches. And, I mean.
Is it full? Are we talking full sandwiches or finger sandwiches?
Finger sandwiches. Because I've never seen a full sandwich at a funeral.
Well, that's some bullshit. Because I could eat like.
Oh, man.
A gazillion finger sandwiches.
At least.
At least exactly. That's a sandwich.
Yes.
At least. At least 4.
If not, I mean,
I would, yeah. If
that's
not,
what I
right.
live on during Mardi like, Gras, who, is no. finger sandwiches.
Ugh. I love a finger sandwich. Like, love a finger sandwich. When they come in the big plate, and there's so many of them, it just looks, mwah. It's
I know.
Delicious.
The best. Okay, so here's a couple of laws for sports fans. It says, our paper bag head New Orleans Saints fans may be surprised to find out that in Louisiana, it's a crime for fans at a sporting event to insult or disparage the players.
Huh. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know if I agree with that law.
Think that when we were doing the Aints thing, it wasn't like calling out a specific team member.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's the part I don't agree with. I don't think you should insult a specific player.
It was just in general, we're the Aints, so we're going to wear these paper bags on our head.
Yeah, it was almost like, it was like a costume. It almost like, you know, it was supposed to be a diss, but it became a costume, essentially.
And fortunately, those days are long gone, and we don't have to do that anymore.
Right. I mean, we've got Drew for at least another year. I thought he signed a 2-year contract, but I don't know if he has to play that whole time. I don't really know sports. I know some things, but I don't know a lot of it. Right. So at least we have one more year.
Right. Exactly. So we don't have to worry about paper bag stuff anymore. So that's in our past. No. So we can put it behind us and move on. It also says that quote unquote fake wrestling matches are prohibited.
Well, okay. So, yeah. I mean, right.
So it's all real.
I get it.
It's all 100% right. Real. Yes.
Totally. Obviously. Okay.
So we just know that now. okay. So these are carnival related. Mardi Gras okay. beads may not be thrown from a third story window.
From a third, just a window, not it a balcony.
Window.
Okay. Got it.
Snakes are not allowed within 200 yards of the parade route.
Snakes are should not be allowed to live or survive in general because they're disgusting and useless.
I have 100% seen a snake at a parade. I have.
Nope.
I've seen a snake. No, I don't know. Why? A parrot. Obviously, dogs.
I've seen a... I don't know if I've seen a parrot, but I've seen other, like, random things. Like I think I saw a ferret once. And, like, anything that you can put on a leash, I've seen.
Yeah.
You can't put a snake on a leash. It doesn't have any arms to, like, stop the leash.
No.
No, I don't.
No.
I hate snakes. I hate them so much.
It also says that you may not throw condoms from a parade float. That is a no-no.
I have definitely seen condoms thrown from a parade float. Yeah. So people be breaking the law. So
that is not enforced, but that's okay. So there are some outdated ones. This one says goatees are illegal unless you first pay a special license fee for the privilege of wearing one in public.
The privilege. No, you have to have a license. Excuse the fuck out of
a
me.
A license for a goatee.
Is it a privilege?
I mean,
I don't, you know. It's not always a good choice for really anyone. I think there's select people that can pull it off. And it's not a whole lot of people.
Okay, and then these are just specific to New Orleans. It is illegal to practice voodoo in the city limits. I know that rule is broken because I have come across voodoo rituals that have been going on the next day. Yeah.
100%. So. Shit happens on Bayou St. John.
All the time. So
all the time.
You may not tie an alligator to a fire hydrant. Now, I really want to know the origin of that law.
I feel like, though... The alligator probably broke free. Probably. I mean, you gotta put, you know, your alligator leash somewhere. You know, Ashley, sometimes that all you have
can
is a fire hydrant.
To a parade route. Just not tie it to a fire hydrant.
Just not a snake.
Okay. Good.
As long as it's not a snake, you can bring
just
your alligator.
Straight. I just want to know.
The bigger, the better. Right. I mean, honestly. Okay.
City commission members may not drink during a public meeting.
Well, that's just rude. I mean, that is just, how are they supposed to conduct business? I can barely get through a work day.
What if it's
drinking.
5 o'clock?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, Ashley, at all moments of the day.
You know. Yeah.
So. That's just rude.
One-handed bicycle riding is prohibited.
Oh.
And
that's the end of it?
Every rider of a bicycle, tricycle.
A tricycle.
Or
me and my tricycle.
Tricycle. Now it's all sounding weird. Anyway, other vehicles... propelled by hand or foot must keep at least one hand on the handlebars while riding. One-handed bicycle ride, but then it says you have to keep at least one hand on the handlebars.
But then it says one-handed bicycle rides are
right. So you have to have two hands on the handlebars.
I'm gonna need them to get their shit together. I don't know about that.
You may not ride horseback or drive cattle on the neutral ground.
Okay. Shit. How am I supposed to get my cows down from one end of St. Charles to the other? God, what am I supposed to do with them now?
You just, I don't know what to do.
Now they have to stay. Ugh. I'm gonna have to ride them in the middle of the street, and everyone behind me is gonna be mad.
This one, I don't know. It is illegal for a woman in New Orleans to drive a car unless her husband is waving a flag in front of it.
What
so the fuck? I don't know about that.
Get out of here with that. What if you don't? What if you're a woman and you don't have a husband? It,
like, I'm envisioning, you know how back in the like the movies from the 50s where they have the drag race and they just like
in Greece.
What's her name in her tight pants and she waves the flag?
Yeah, cha cha.
Is it like that?
I would have spit.
Drag racing.
I didn't think women were allowed to drive in that.
Women.
So I can drag race. As long as my husband is waving the flag.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know. So I'm just going to start drag racing now. And I'm just going to get my gay bestie to wave a flag in front of it and pretend he's my husband. Cool. A lot of people think that we're married so. Constantly. People think that constantly. I'm fine with it. We're gonna if I'm not married and have children by the time I'm like 35 or something, we're just gonna have a hybrid child and make the greatest human to ever live. Right. So
it's a good plan. I like it.
I think so. I personally think it's great.
Just outside of New Orleans in Jefferson Parish, you may not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
No one may pour a drink out on the ground at any drive-in movie.
Do we have drive-in movies anymore? I don't think we do. Oh, I would love that. That would
be great.
That talk about Grease. We're just, can we just make the entire movie Grease into a thing?
Well, not all.
Well, not all. Well. Okay, listen. Just the nice part.
There are some problems.
I don't know what you're talking about. That movie's a delight.
It is. Look, we had the record when I was, my sister got the record and we learned every single song. Oh my goodness.
I watched that movie way too early in my life because I was like 5 when I first watched it. Oh, but I loved it. And me and my friend Claire, every weekend we watched Grease and danced to it. And then we watched Hope Floats, which I feel like that was a weird transition, but it was a little weird, but it was fine.
Isn't that a local movie, Hope Floats? Or is that in Mississippi?
Harry Connick Jr. is in it. Yeah, I think it was filmed here, actually. Yeah. Louisiana. Or in Louisiana, I think. I don't know about in New Orleans, but in Louisiana. Harry Connick Jr. is in it. Sandra Bullock. And Mae Whitman, who I do love.
She's great.
She's not a child anymore. I love her as a kid. Not that I don't love her now, too, but she's such an adorable child. And her name was Bernice.
I love that. That's so cute.
I know. It was so good. Anyway.
All your garbage, Kelly, this is for you, must be cooked. It has to be cooked before it can be fed to any hogs.
What?
To cook your garbage.
I have to cook my garbage? Yeah. And then, wait, why would I feed my garbage to a hog? Slop. Oh, yeah. Like my okay. But I'm thinking like plastic. I'm like, I'm not gonna do all that. Okay, I'll give them my extra. So my extra veggies and shit, I have to cook them before I give them to my hog.
Right.
Got it. Cool. Noted.
Rituals that involve the ingestion of blood, urine, or fecal matter are illegal in New Orleans.
Nope. Yeah, uh-oh. I'm good with that. That's
but
a solid
what are we
rule.
Do about keep our vampires?
I mean, I don't want them to kill me anyway, so I'll just look at them and be like, "That's illegal, sir. Don't bite me. That's illegal." Because they'll care about that. They'll care about the law. They'll be like, "Ah, shit. She knows the law. Can't get her."
And the last one is you cannot steal someone else's alligator. I mean, that's
I mean,
anyway,
that's just it's theft and it's rude. I mean, why would you steal my alligator? Oh. It's obviously a family pet. I've obviously named it, and it has a birthday. And I don't, why would you do that?
That is rude. I mean, come on. I know.
Just rude. You don't steal another man's gator.
Allie the gator. You're not going to steal Allie the alligator. No.
No.
Okay.
That's just.
But anyway, those are some of the laws that we all need to make sure that we follow.
I did not know those.
Well, I love that. I'm shocked and appalled that you didn't. So.
I know. I mean, I only broke a couple of them, I think. I definitely didn't cook my garbage before I gave it to my hog. And then that one time I moved my cattle down St. Charles Avenue. Yeah. So, yeah.
I have
so, you know,
some voodoo, so maybe should not.
Right. Adds up. So. No. Well, shit, we've got to turn our lives around,
Ashley.
Well,
now we know.
We're just breaking laws left and right. Now we know. The more you know.
Yes.
Now we know. We can live the best life according to Morris Barton and his rules.
And I appreciate him.
I don't, but it's fine.
Well, he gave us this list, and now we know.
So. Here you go. Now we know. Yeah, thanks, Morris Bart. That's all.
There you go. That's right. Oh, boy.
That's it. Well, that was good. That was a nice little, we're trying. We're doing our best, people, to get through this social distancing thing. It's really, it's thrown us off, but I will, the story I've been trying to do for 3 weeks now will be done next week. So you will hear it in all its glory.
I'm excited.
And
I can't wait.
Hopefully Ashley and I will get to be able to see each other again. Sometime soon.
Yes.
Sometime soon. Yeah. I think it will. I mean, I think we're in for another month. I think we're definitely in for another month.
But
we'll see after that.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, until then, y'all, go listen to our other podcast. This is podcast 15. So you have, it might be 14. I think it's 15. So you have 14 other ones to go listen to.
Send us your stories.
Send us stories at bigeasyspirits@gmail.com. It's happy hour. Everyone get off my back.
Bigeasyspirits@gmail.com.
It's been a long week. bigeasyspirits@gmail.com. Just freaking email us.
I know. I would love to hear.
Our website, bigeasyspiritspodcast.com. Yes. bigeasyspiritspodcast.com. And then we are Big Easy Spirits on Facebook and Instagram. So that's it. That's all she wrote. Watch out for the grunge and don't break laws.
Cheers.
Cheers.